Alrighty, folks, welcome back to Sports Nation Live on the number one station in the land, nationwide, 90 FM. Garfield, Kimani, and Alric. You may not see him now, folks, because David has shifted again, but Alric is there to my left. Kimani is somewhere over here to my right. We're going to sort it out. Don't worry about it. David is on the other side of the glass doing great work, as usual. Before we get into the next segment, of course, we always have to pick up our YouTube family. And who are we seeing here? Lone Star Jamaica says, greetings from Kaizen Swimming. So I think those are Alric's friends, because Alric is a big swimmer. So good afternoon to the Kaizen family. Paul Peart, you're one of our regulars. Big up yourself, Paul. I have not seen you for a while. Good to see you back online. Badman Omar from Chelsea. Congrats, Liverpool. You continue to beat up the Pepsi teams. Hater. Omar is a hater. He's a Chelsea man. But big up yourself, Omar. Thanks for tuning in. Winston Hines, Ronaldo Jones. But Ronaldo, we're talking sports here. Yeah? I see your comments about sports. This is Sports Nation Live, Ricardo. Ronaldo. And of course, we see one of our regulars, Ricardo Porsche, says he has a birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday to a centurion.
Big up yourself, Ricardo. I'm 98 and going on strong. I'm just kidding. I don't know Ricardo's age. Ricardo Porsche, big up yourself. Thank you for tuning in on a weekly basis. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday when it comes tomorrow. All right, so basketball is the segment that we are at now, and we should just throw this over to Kimani, but he doesn't know basketball. He's a tall. We're going to talk what's happening in the NBA, folks.
You should ask me, just a former center for the national program.
Which part?
Let's move right into basketball, because I think he's talking about the one that
it's
not FIFA, the Nintendo.
Junior varsity or something like that.
I think even the junior kid's taller than Alric. Alric is 4 foot enough. What's happening in the NBA before we get to the broadcast assistant for the Toronto Raptors? Mike Roach is online. But before we get to that, let's look at what's happening. LeBron James and the LA Lakers need more urgency after his comeback ended in a what? 130-108 defeat. Maybe he should have stayed away. Weren't they doing well without him? He came back and they started to lose. The NBA great returned after 8 games out with an abdominal problem. He finished with 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. He should have stayed away. Phoenix Suns, they extended their winning streak to 11 games thanks to 19 points from both Mikal Bridges and Devin Booker. That's my boy. I like Devin Booker. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 112-104. James Harden contributed 36 points as the Brooklyn Nets squeezed out a 115-113 victory over the Orlando Magic despite being without Kevin Durant, who was sidelined with a sprained right shoulder. Now, the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo, he had 21 points, 19 rebounds, and 7 assists as the Milwaukee Bucks overcame a spirited comeback from the Oklahoma City Thunder for a 96-89 win. What are the other games? The Hornets beat the Pacers 121-118. The Pelicans defeated the Clippers 94-81. The Bulls beat the Nuggets 114-108. And of course, we saved the best for last. Toronto Raptors beat the Sacramento Kings 108-89. Why I say it's the best for last? Because our guest is none other than the broadcast assistant for the Toronto Raptors. Mike Roach joins us to talk some basketball. Sir Mike, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What's going on, Mike?
Nothing much, my man. Nothing much. Everything is all right. How are you guys doing?
I love the accent, yeah, Mike.
Exactly. Switch up a little bit a while ago, man.
It seems like he's practicing for
yeah.
Jamaica. You're coming to Jamaica soon, Mike?
I am. I'll be there on, December 7th.
Nice.
Okay, so make sure you come have a sit down with us. Wait, December 7th is what?
That's Tuesday. A Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. Will you be here until the weekend?
I will. I'll be all tied up on Friday, but after that, I should be good.
Good. The show is on Saturday, so come and have a sit down for the folks and see who we're talking to on a weekly basis.
When you come here, you can say Wagwan Jamaica.
Yeah. Do an Obama greeting. Wagwan Jamaica, and we'll be good. All right. Let's get into it, Mike. It's been a very interesting season so far. The hot teams, of course, Golden State and Phoenix Suns. What's your thoughts on the season so far?
Well, I mean, I expected Golden State to be decent, but I didn't expect them to be this good. And the funny thing about Golden State is that they're not even at full strength at this point yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're looking at Steph Curry, and I mean, I said before this season, I think he's going to be the MVP just because he's coming off a really good season from last year. He looks really good. He looks like he was in the gym. He looks quick. He's sharp. His passing looks good. His shooting ability has always been amazing, but he's taken it to another level this year. They just look amazing. Like Draymond Green looks really good as well. And just they have the perfect blend, if you ask me, of nice rotation players that have experience with a superstar like Steph Curry with young talent mixed in as well. So you're looking at guys like Jonathan Kuminga, who just got back into the lineup, who was a high draft pick, who's playing really well. And then not to mention Klay Thompson, who's going to be back in the lineup soon. But you also have James Wiseman, who's you're going to be your starting center, who's not even in the lineup yet. So you have other nice guys like Jordan Poole who are contributing, Gary Payton II. And then you have guys like Otto Porter, and you have, you know, veterans like Kevon Looney. They just have a really nice mix of veterans and young talent.
If this unit stays fit, they can be the real deal.
I think so. I mean, if they continue to improve, especially with those guys coming back into the lineup, I don't see why they can't go to the finals this year.
The question I want to ask you, though, Mike, do you believe that they can replicate that 73-9 season?
I don't think they'll be able to do that. I don't think they'll be able to do that. Just because I think the West, not just the West, but the league overall, I think they have enough parity in the league this year to, you know, maybe I could see them going maybe 62-20 or something like that. Maybe they'll even lose less games than that, but I don't think they'll be 73-9.
I mean, one of the arguments against them is that they've been playing a lot of teams below 500 this season, and they're going to be having a tougher schedule coming up during the Christmas period and after. So, like you said, you've seen them as a 64-20 team. And who you believe right now in the West is their biggest threat?
Aside from Golden State or including them?
I guess besides them, I mean, Phoenix looking good.
Phoenix.
Is there any other team other than, I guess, the Phoenix Suns right now that you see that can make some noise come after the Christmas break?
I mean, so Golden State and Phoenix are problems, definitely. Phoenix is just pretty much building off what they did last season. So, I mean, they still look amazing. Utah is interesting. I think Utah is at a very tricky point because they're at a time right now where if you're in that fan base, you don't care what they do in the regular season anymore. Yeah. You only care what goes on in the playoffs. So they need to prove themselves in the playoffs. They finished the season horribly last year. I had Utah going to the finals. And Utah, they were up, 2-0 in the conference finals? Or the conference semifinals, sorry. And then ended up losing 4 straight games without Kawhi Leonard. So, I mean, that is, if you're Utah, I mean, that's an absolute nightmare. The Clippers, I don't understand what's going on with the Clippers. Like, they're 9-7 right now, currently sitting in 6th place. But is Kawhi Leonard going to play at all this season?
That's the question right there.
And then there's Denver. Denver, if they get back Jamal Murray and he can do anything, I'm not exactly sure how they were going to be. I didn't even talk about the Lakers.
I mean, for me, that's the big elephant in the room right now. I mean, they're on a 3-game losing streak. They're 4-6 in the last 10 games. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you have a team full of senior citizens. Do I need wheelchairs and canes for these guys?
No. That's blasphemy right now. I can't accept that one. Senior citizens.
So Mike, do you see them making the playoffs?
I do, but I'll put it this way. I hope on the bench all of them have their health cards, okay? Because, I don't know when it comes to the Lakers right now. I'm not sure I hate to say this. I hate to say this because I love the guy. But if you're another team in the league right now, does anyone want to trade for Russell Westbrook?
is shaky. I was thinking about that not too long ago before you came on the show, and I'm like, it looks tough right now. I mean, so far he doesn't look like he's a good fit with the team. Still taking back shots, and the knock against him was like his decision making, especially in the fourth quarter. And you know, you love his ferocity, his fearlessness. You know how he plays hard, and he always goes, you know, at 100. You know, like 100% on every play. But they're trying to make it work. They're saying all the right things, but I mean, just looking on the purview from the outside, it just doesn't look like it's going to work. And my question is, come the next, you know, trade, when it comes with the trade, free agency opens up, I get back again. You think they're going to trade? Or, I mean, it's getting to that time soon where they're going to have to start making some decisions, like start speaking to teams and see if there's going to be any, you know, trade options, you know, for any of the players on the Lakers right now. I mean, given they do have some injuries, they do have players like Trevor Ariza, who's going to be coming back from injury soon. But LeBron just went down, missed the last couple of games because of abdominal strain. Like, you start to question, can this team sustain and make it to the playoffs, not just being healthy, but still playing some form of basketball where there is not a lot of inconsistency?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're just flat out right here. I'm not sure exactly what the Lakers' game plan is, if they're just going to stick it out. But it's like you said, at some point, you know, the trade deadline is going to be among us. So what they plan to do and who they plan to maybe shop him for, I don't know. But I would assume that they will try to shop him if things don't turn around. Because, I mean, do you really want to end up in a situation like the Lakers did last year, finishing in, say, 7th or 8th, and then have to go up against Golden State or Phoenix in the first round? You're not beating those teams.
No, not the way they're playing right now, no.
But, Mike, when these transfer windows open, who would want those senior citizens, to use your word? Who would want those senior citizens to clog their roster? I mean, the Lakers look like they're in a spot of bother getting players to come.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's if you're a young player in this league and you have some promise, I think you're a little hesitant to want to go and play with LeBron, because the narratives, anything that happens, whether good or bad, most of the time, especially when it's bad, it's not LeBron. When it's good, it's LeBron. But typically when something bad is going on, it's everyone else. And I think a lot of players are kind of hesitant to want to, you know, to be in that type of atmosphere in that program. So it's just tough for the Lakers right now. I'm not 100% sure what they're going to plan on doing, but I mean, this Russell Westbrook experiment is not going according to plan right now. And the funny thing is, he's still averaging close to 19 points a game with 8 rebounds and 8 assists.
Yeah.
You would think that would mean something, but not really.
Mike, that description of LeBron's character, don't you think that sheds a shadow on him being referred to as the GOAT? Seeing that in any sport, when there is the GOAT, that a player would want to play with him, and for players not wanting to play with LeBron now, doesn't that cast some shadow on persons referring to him as the GOAT?
Well, yeah, I think it does, but who really cares? I mean, because at the end of the day, all LeBron wants to see are results. So whether people don't like him or not, the only thing he's going to be caring about is if he can win or not. Because at the end of the day, for if you're LeBron, like, Jordan had somewhat of a bad reputation as well amongst a lot of his peers.
Wanted to play with him, despite the negativity. Players wanted to play with him.
Did they?
I'm going to argue with you. You're bashing LeBron, but more players would want to play with LeBron than Jordan. We could argue this, but you know, I don't even want to stray away from what we're talking about right now, but I would think more players would want to play LeBron because LeBron will pass the ball.
Yeah,
he's a better pass.
He's more of a facilitator, right? So he gets more guys involved. But
yeah.
You're absolutely right. But the only difference is I think people are starting to recognize that the LeBron that we see now is not the LeBron from Miami.
That's true.
You know? So
I mean, he's starting to look at a shell of himself, especially this season. It seems like the mileage is starting to catch up.
Exactly.
Catch up with him.
He's still putting up good numbers, but
yeah.
How effective he is and how potent, like, you watch him against that game against the Boston Celtics last night, and, I mean, the Celtics just absolutely crushed them. Now, don't get me wrong. It's his first game coming off of an injury, mm-hmm. You know, so I get it. But, I mean, you're right. He's not the LeBron of old.
All right.
Matt, before you go, because we're running out of time.
We need to shift to the East, though.
Yeah, man. I wanted to have a look at Brooklyn and, of course, the defending champions. Let's look at Brooklyn Nets so far. James scored a big 36 last night. What do you make of what's happening with Brooklyn without Kyrie, of course?
I mean, I like the roster that they have now with James Harden and Kevin Durant, and you're looking at guys like Joe Harris and Bruce Brown and Patty Mills, and they got some guys who can really score the ball. They got to be able to score, and they got to be able to facilitate because they're not a great rebounding team. So you want to make sure the ball is going through the hole. If you're, you know, throwing up a lot of shots and, you know, everything's just clanking off the rim and you can't rebound at a good rate, you're going to be in big trouble. So having a guy like Kevin Durant really helps. Having a guy that's consistent in James Harden would really help as well when he actually is consistent. But, I mean, sitting on top of the East right now in 12-5, Brooklyn's looking good. Brooklyn's looking really good. So, mm-hmm. I mean, at some point, it's going to be tough. I don't think they can win it all without Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can win it all without Kyrie Irving. So I'm hoping at some point he's going to be back in the lineup. But I just don't know what's going on with Kyrie Irving and if we're going to see him at all this season. I don't know if Brooklyn has any interest in trading him at the deadline. But once again, will teams have some interest in Kyrie Irving at the deadline? I'm pretty sure they will. But how many teams want to put up with what is going on with him?
Yeah, his unpredictability, all of that. What do you think of the Miami Heat, though? I mean, Miami, Chicago is doing well.
Hold on. We have to save some of Mike's views until next week. We're pressed for time. Well, the producer is right in front of you. Don't want him throwing us at the studio. Mike, we have lots to talk about. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so we'll have to catch up with what's happening with the league next week. So keep Miami, keep the Bucks, keep those teams close to you. Those are the first teams we'll be discussing next week. Okay, Mike?
Absolutely. Thank you. And to everybody who's out there who loves the Lakers out there in Jamaica, do them a favor. Send them some dentures. Okay, because they're getting up
there. Always a pleasure, Mike. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.